Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to begin by welcoming you back to these proceedings. I hope you have had a few good days of rest between since Saturday and now. And welcome. We'll start shortly. But before we do, I have a couple preliminary matters that I would like to raise this morning. Excuse me. The first is to make a correction to the record, to the transcripts on a statement I made, and I will give you specifically the volume, page number, and line number. It's from Friday's proceedings. It's volume 16, page 3675, and the specific reference is to line 21. Just by way of context, this was the exchange between Mr. Musso and Colonel Bruce on the matter of meetings that are planned, I believe, with the chair of the ERCB. And in that context, I spoke to clarify the record that there had been no discussions involving this panel with either the board, the chair of the ERCB, or of course the Minister of the Environment. The record actually states, and I quote, "I just want to be very clear, there has been discussion of meetings with the chair of the ERCB," and the word no is missing from that line. So the record should show, it's funny how one word changes the meeting rather significantly, but I just want to be very clear here once again that there has been no discussion of meetings. So the word no must be inserted in that particular sentence. So that's the first matter that I wish to deal with. The second is, since we finished the proceedings on Saturday and the hearing of evidence, we have received, I believe on dated October 29th, a letter from the Federation of Alberta Naturalists asking that information, the information dealing with their access to information request to the Government of Canada, be submitted as evidence. And we at this point have received their letter. It's on the public registry. We have not received any attached documents that deal with the response to their access to information request. What I would like to do at this point is to hear from the parties on the matter of whether this information should be accepted as part of the record at this point. And I'll call perhaps first from Ms. Klemek in this respect. Ms. Klemek, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, panel members. I do apologize for hacking, but you might have to put up with that for today. I understood that those documents had been sent, but I do have them on a stick, if memory stick, to have them made available, as I understand they didn't get through. Now, what these are, just for reference before I get into any submissions, were an access to information had been made quite some time ago. I think it's gone into months. And those arrived after the close of evidence on Saturday. They are similar to what you've already seen. In fact, we haven't had a good chance to go through them. And for completeness, we put them all. We weren't going to go through and high grade them because we thought if they went in, the whole lot should go in. We see there is some repetition of documents that are already before you. They deal with environmental overviews and similar issues to what is there. Now, our intention would be not to refer to them in argument, and our position is for completeness of record, they probably should be on the record. I understand my friends have not had time to look at it, and if there were anything arising out of it, if they go on, I think we could address that in the next day or so, you know, by written. But that's just the gist of why we think they should be on for completeness of record. We will not be referring to them, but we think they may be something useful to this panel. Those are my submissions on that.
Ms. Klemek, may I ask you a question of clarification, first of all? In your view, does this introduce new evidence, or is this largely, I think you've used the word repetitive of existing information that we've already received?
I would have to say, in all fairness, there probably is some element of newness because, for example, it speaks of one project called the Battery 111, which we haven't heard about. There's environmental overviews, what's been found there. So there would be some element, but it is similar to what is there before. So I think it just enhances what you've heard. It's not entirely new. It's not like we're bringing up some new theme that you have not heard before.
Thank you, Ms. Klemek. I'll call on Mr. Lambrecht next to see, sir, if you have any comment you wish to make on this.
Mr. Chairman, we've received the letter, but not the documents to which it relates. They do come from my client. So I assume it could be said that the Government of Canada has these documents in its possession, but I have not seen them, nor has my colleague, Mr. Drummond, the litigation team here. We're operating under the AEUB rules of practice, and these provide in Section 40 that unless the board otherwise directs, no documentary evidence may be presented unless the evidence was filed and served in accordance with Section 16. I think this has not been filed and served in accordance with 16. The panel has been very generous during the hearing in admitting documentation, but of course, all of the parties had then a chance to speak to that evidence. We're now after the close of evidence, and since this does not introduce new themes, I think it's fair to say that the existing evidence goes to the theme, adding, I don't know what weight, if any, this additional new material would bring. But we are after the close of evidence, and there's no opportunity for the parties to speak to this. So I would submit that, as a matter of procedural fairness, it would be within the board's power to decline to admit these documents, and on because of noncompliance with the rule, and because, in essence, the theme to which the evidence would go has been addressed in other evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Lambrecht. Are there other interventions before I call on Mr. Denstead with INCANA? There seem to be none. Mr. Denstead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find myself in the unusual position of agreeing with Mr. Lambrecht this morning. A couple additional comments to make. I think by Ms. Klimek's own admission that this is an amplification of themes that are already in front of the panel. Our view, those themes are clear on the record and require no amplification other than what Ms. Klimek intends to do in final argument. The board's test for this is pretty simple. Is the evidence that is being tendered reasonably necessary for the board to make its decision? And two, does it raise an issue that has not been canvassed by the panel or not clear on the record? I think it fails on both those counts. The issue that this information would go to is clear on the record, and again, that's by Ms. Klimek's own admission. I'd also remind the board of the first rule of the board's rules of practice, which is to ensure that there's a fair, expeditious, and efficient determination of the project on its merits. And The submission of this evidence would require INCANA to go away, review the information. There's a reference to an EO for Battery 11, which is not in the NWA. Hundreds of EOs have been performed on well sites and facilities outside the NWA. Are all those then relevant? We'd have to make sure that that the board has a sampling of those in front of it. That would take time. There's a high probability then that people may want to cross-examine on that. I think it lends to a very inefficient and ineffective process when it's not needed. And for those reasons, Mr. Chairman, I think there's no prejudice to any party by the exclusion of these documents.
Thank you, Mr. Denstead. I think at this point I would just like to have a short recess to discuss the matter with my colleagues and with counsel. So if you would excuse me for one second. Ms. Klemek, or one of my colleagues asked, which I think is very appropriate, if you would care to speak again to this matter, if there's anything more that you wish to add.
I'll be brief. First, I just want to make clear, it wasn't any delay on the Federation's in getting it in. We just didn't get it till recently. And I would suggest that if you do, there is a way of dealing with all of this, and that's the amount of weight you give to it if you admit it, that you would not, we'd recognize it had not been examined under cross-examination. And again, I just reiterate, it's for completeness of record of what is for this matter. That's all my submissions.
Thank you, Ms. Klemek. We will take a short break and be back quickly with a decision on this regard.